keep mom, sharp pants, wrong man. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed, try to be success. Be self, peace, and by guess, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling, and they put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid a scandal. Don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause the band'll suit your hand. Oh! All right.
Are you sure you're at the right rally? This is the rally to restore sanity?
I think I'm at the right place.
What do you hope to get out of the rally?
Some nonsense.
What'd you come out for today?
Sanity.
What needs to be done to restore sanity?
A little bit of everything.
Well, that doesn't really get us very far. What would sanity restored look like to you?
Planning a clear national goal. And a government that is planning for the grandchildren of voters who still haven't even been born yet.
We've been at a lot of rallies this fall. This is about the whitest rally we've seen. Do you feel comfortable in this crowd?
Yes, actually, I was adopted and raised by white people, so this is pretty much the norm.
Man, I feel more comfortable here than I definitely feel at a Glenn Beck rally, or any kind of Tea Party rally.
Do you feel comfortable around all these white people?
No.
There aren't a lot of people in bunny suits in this crowd. Do you feel comfortable being in among the only bunnies in the crowd?
Yes.
Who do you think is the worst offender in the Nazi, commie, socialist, fascist sort of comparison parade?
Easy answer is Glenn Beck.
They gave me $1,000,000,000, I would not be supporting no crazy ass Glenn Beck.
Do you think that the Glenn Beck rally had a higher percentage of bald people than the Stuart Colbert rally?
Definitely.
The only rallies that you hear about now are all the ultra-conservative ones that seem to think they speak for everyone. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, what they're doing in a lot, you know, a lot of the things Congress is doing now is what I want them to do. It's Rush, it's liberal, yeah. It's anti-Rush Limbaugh. Yeah.
But weren't they Ayn Rand fans?
Pretty much.
Is there any goofiness on the left too?
I would imagine so.
Can't do too much as far as the media goes. I agree with them more, so I'm gonna find them a little more sane, but.
So no, there's nothing.
Can't give you a good answer.
What do you think when Olbermann says that Bush was a fascist? Does that bother you as much?
Usually, I guess I'm listening to it more in context, and it's not, it's more for a point, and it's more hyperbole than it is a statement of fact.
If somebody gave you a sign that said, fight the fear of MSNBC, would you carry that sign too?
I don't know if I would.
You don't see reasonable people putting Hitler mustaches on people's faces.
So there are no people with Bush's Hitler signs like there are as Obama's Hitler?
I see what you're saying. No, but really, if there should have been a Hitler sign on somebody, it probably would have been him. I hate to say it.
Who do you think is more insane, Republicans or Democrats?
Republicans, they're nuts.
What would be a conservative position that you would consider, or a non-liberal position that you would consider reasonable?
That's a tough one.
That would take some thought, man. That would take some thought.
What does your shirt say?
The front of my shirt says liberal elitist. On the back, I have defined what liberal elitist means. Okay.
Rational, reality-based fact-finding. Science-believing, correct-spelling, tolerant, peaceful, intelligent thinker. What are the libertarians doing out?
What are we doing? What we're handing out literature, trying to spread the philosophy of liberty, more or less. Crowd somewhat receptive. It depends on who it is. Try to remind the left that the war is still going on, the war on drugs is still raging, and no one's doing anything about it.
We hope to get the point out that it's not all about getting your point out.
I think you're doing that splendidly.
These people are just pissed off and angry at each other. They've had nasty fights. They need to have a suggestion box where they put slips of paper in saying, I'm pissed off at her because she did this and vice versa. We read them all on Reason TV. Everybody kisses and hugs and we start over.
Yeah, how do you rate Barack Obama almost 2 years in?
All right.
I think he's working at about 80%.
Who's been in power the past 2 years?
Well, right now the Democrats are, but the Republicans turn everything down the man wants. So how's he going to do anything? He can't get a vote no way from them.
To be honest, how can you not add to the debt when everything's this bad? Like,
stop spending?
Every day we have to spend money as a country. So that's just continuing the debt. Yeah. But he's trying to halt some of the stuff that's made it this bad.
Yeah. By spending more.
Well, why not? I mean, if you're that bad in debt, I mean, if I was that bad in debt, the only way I would get myself out of debt is to make more debt first and then try to figure my stuff out.
That makes absolutely no sense, but I think it's awesome.